Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, good morning and happy hump day, work day. Oh, and it's going to be such a beautiful day today. Mostly sunny. Ready for this? 56 degrees this afternoon. Hopefully a lot, if not all, of this snow will melt away. For good.
Yeah, that's for good. I mean, listen, you can feel it when you walk outside this morning.
It's nice this morning. Not too bad.
Got gas at the pump at Wawa today. Usually I'm freezing. Today I was not. Usually I hide in my car until my gas tank is filled and then I hop back out. But it wasn't bad this morning.
Was it still 291 at the pump?
It was 289. It dropped 2 cents.
Okay.
So, I got my $36 worth and I was good to go. Speaking of money, we have a lot of money you can win today. Now, first off at 7 o'clock, $500 a shot at that, courtesy of the Kelly Clarkson Show. We've been doing that all week. That's exciting. 7:30, it's Beat the Bee. $50 worth of a gift card for the Grand Cafe L'Aquila in Center City. Sounds wonderful there. I hear great things. And a huge, huge IQ jackpot. Oh, my voice is going to go.
$808.
$800 double snowmen today. You can win at 8:15.
That's so awesome.
That is such a great prize. And again, we're going to hop on over to our Be Up Club video on Facebook. Join us if you can. We have a lot to talk about.
And by the way, for the last 2 days in a row, I believe, Bill has dropped the camera. Well, it falls out of the holder thing.
I got to go. I don't know. I got to talk to the company here. Go on Amazon or something, get a new stand, because the stand
we
use.
I know.
And the camera pops that off at the very end of the video.
But it's so funny because at the very end, so Bill goes over to hit off or finish or whatever. And the whole
camera flies.
It lands on the, I can't believe your camera isn't broken, thank God.
But
we're still filming. So we're screaming, right. The camera's going, and
it's
the BF Club is like, this really is a dumpster fire.
Either they got to buy us a new one or I got to go search another studio here for a new camera holder, a new stand.
You could find one.
Yeah, I think I can,
sure.
If I searched hard enough. Join us for our Be Up Club video if you can, if it's safe to do so, on our page at B101 Philly.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
You know, we were talking about lucky numbers yesterday. Mine is 24, and we're exactly 24 days away from the first day of spring. I don't know what that means, but I just like the connection. Gonna feel like spring today. High of 56 degrees. And, of course, another sure sign of spring is when, you know, the full Philly squad practices down in Clearwater.
I love it.
Clearwater.
I love Clearwater.
I do, too.
That is the T-shirt Bryce Harper was wearing down in Florida yesterday.
It was so cute.
It was great. He showed up to practice with a Philly Fanatic bat as well. The picture of him holding that bat is just amazing. Phil's home opener, by the way, April 1st against the Braves. And some good news, the city is likely to let in a limited number of fans this season.
That's
fingers
awesome.
Crossed. Yeah. For Jen and Bill on Philly's
B101.1. Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, it is going to be just a beautiful day weather-wise. Also, money-wise, if the Kelly Clarkson Show has anything to do with it. So it wants you to feel good this February. They are giving you guys the chance to win $500 today through Friday just by answering a very easy question about her show. So make sure that you tune in on weekdays, 2 p.m. on NBC 10, and then listen to Bill and I the next morning at 7 a.m. right now. And we're going to ask you a question about the show from the day before. Mm-hmm. The first person who calls in, that's it, with the right answer, will win $500. So Let's do it. Today's question, again, about yesterday's show, hopefully you watched it, is what gift did Allison Hannigan bring to Kelly Clarkson's set? All right. So on yesterday's show, if you watched it, what gift did Allison Hannigan bring to the set of the Kelly Clarkson show?
All right, guys. So if you know, call right now. And the first person who gets through with the correct answer is going to win $500. 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Hi, B101. Good morning. What is your name?
Good morning, Jen. This is Julia.
Hi, Julia. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. All right. So as you know, Julia, the Kelly Clarkson Show wants you to feel good this February by giving you the chance to win $500. Now, you will, Julia, if you know the answer to today's question. Again, this is about yesterday's show. What gift did Allison Hannigan bring to Kelly Clarkson's set?
She brought a jar of honey from her and her husband's bees.
She did.
Well, look at that.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I watch Kelly all the time. I've been taping her show ever since it started.
Oh, look isn't at that. She the best? This is what Bill and I love about her. She's just so down to earth. She's so nice. She's such a genuine person.
She makes you feel so happy.
I know she made you feel happy today because she's given you $500.
Wow, that's awesome.
Enjoy it. Hang on a moment so we can get your information, okay?
Thank you.
See how easy that is. So make sure you watch The Kelly Clarkson Show today, 2 p.m. on NBC 10, and then listen at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. That's when we're going to ask you a question about today's show. And if you can answer it tomorrow, just like Julia did, you're going to win $500 from Kelly Clarkson on B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Really nice prize to try to give away right now. With our Beat the Bee game, we have a $50 gift card to Grand Cafe La Quilla. And it is courtesy of the Center City District. This morning, we are playing with Monica from East Norriton. She was caller number 10.
Okay, Monica, it is 5 trivia questions for Jen. So the category this morning, mixology. It's in honor of World Bartender Day, which is today's. Now you can bet on Jen or against her. 3 out of 5, right? And you're going to win. Monica, are you ready to play Beat the Bee?
Absolutely.
All right. Happy hour starts early. Here we go, Jen. Can't start soon enough.
7:30, right?
Yep, absolutely. Question 1, Jen. We'll start you off with this one. Screwdrivers include what fruit juice? Now, Monica, will she know that?
I think she will.
This is a good breakfast drink, too.
I think it's orange juice.
It is, OJ. It is orange juice. We started you off on an easy one. Good job, Monica. All right. Question number 2. Jen, how did James Bond like his martinis? Shaken, not stirred, or stirred, not shaken?
That's a good question, Bill.
50-50.
Well, it's a 50-50, and I think she will know it.
All right, Monica thinks she will know.
I gotta say, I'm guessing, but I think the first one, which was shaken, not stirred.
It is shaken, not stirred.
Yes.
Good job. Wow, Monica. You could do a clean sweep here. Are you ready?
Okay, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Question 3, Jen. A hairy navel is a stronger version of the fuzzy navel, all right? It just has more booze in it, more alcohol in it, all right? Now, Jen, is my navel hairy, fuzzy, or smooth?
Bill, that is gross.
That's a multiple choice.
That's disgusting.
My navel. What do you think, Monica? You think she's going to know what my navel looks like?
Okay. I've never seen his navel, nor do I want to. But if I have to guess, I know that you shave your chest because you've told me that.
I do.
So your manscaping probably includes that navel, and so I'm going with the smooth.
Once you start scaping, you can't stop. That is right. I am smooth as a baby. Good job, Monica. Clean sweep.
You will never drink the same again.
After talking about my navel.
Never again.
Well, listen, you might be headed for a drink after listening about my navel.
But congratulations, Monica. Yeah. Great job. You won a $50
Thank
gift
you.
Card. You're welcome to Grand Cafe La Quilla, and it's courtesy of the Center City District. Enjoy.
Hang on, Monica. We'll get your info, okay?
We'll do.
And make sure you're listening tomorrow morning at 7:30 for your chance to play Beat the Bee. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
It's the impossible question, Philly's B101.1.
$808 for the IQ this morning. Surprisingly, almost half of women say they've envied a friend because of this. What is it?
Hi, Lisa. Good morning. What's your guess?
Their breast size?
No, someone already called in with that. Has nothing to do with their body at all, okay?
There you go, but good try.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks, Lisa. Maria, surprisingly, almost half of women say they've envied a friend because of this. What is it?
I think it's their weight.
Their weight. It is not their weight.
Again, nothing to do with the body.
Yeah, okay? Nothing to do with the body.
Really?
There's a clue. But good try, Maria.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Oh, you too. Thank you. All right, so keep calling then with your guesses. Surprisingly, almost half of women say they've envied a friend because of this. What is it? And it is a size of something, but it's nothing to do with the body.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love to give you $808. You got to guess it right, though. 888-333-B101.
It's the impossible question. Philly's B101.1.
Huge IQ jackpot this morning. Surprisingly, almost half of women say they've envied a friend because of this. What is it?
Troy, hi. Good morning. What is your guess?
Would it be their car or truck or vehicle of choice?
Jenna has a big one. You have a big
car. I have a big old minivan. Yeah. I don't think anyone's jealous of me.
You know what's funny? So yesterday on the Schuylkill, I saw a minivan with a bunch of stickers on it like yours. I thought I was convinced it was you. I sped around that vehicle, got into work, and there you were in front of me. Turning on a Market Street.
Wait, was this yesterday?
This was yesterday.
Yes, because you were right behind me coming into the garage.
Yeah, and I was trying to beat you into the office. You would beat me into the office.
In the minivan.
In the big old minivan.
Troy, good guess. It's not the size of the car or vehicle.
Oh, well.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, Nicole, surprisingly, almost half of women say they've envied a friend because of this. What's your answer?
Their kitchen.
The size of the kitchen. That's a great guess, mm-hmm. Nicole. Cool. I have a very small kitchen. I'm envious of almost everyone else's.
Yeah, I just got mine redone last year.
I know. Yours is beautiful.
Just in time for quarantine. I was in that on the kitchen every day. But Nicole, great guess, but not the kitchen.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Kevin, how about you? What do you think the answer is?
I'm going to go with the size of her backyard.
Now, see, I'm envious of Jen's backyard.
I do have a decent-sized
you
backyard.
Do have
my
a nice...
kitchen is small, but the backyard is
yeah,
big.
Good party
yeah.
space. But not what we're looking for, Kev. Not the size of one's backyard.
All right. Thank you, guys.
You're very welcome. I mean, we're slowly getting there, but
slowly.
Yeah. Again, the two hints, it is the size of something, but that size has nothing to do with the body.
No body parts whatsoever. So think about it. Surprisingly, almost half of women say they've envied a friend because of this. What is it?
And don't forget, we're going to add another $101 to the jackpot. So tomorrow morning at 8:15, $909 could be yours. Best of luck then on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
And it's time now to be on top of it entertainment-wise. Well, I mean, celebrity well-wishes from around the world are going out to Tiger Woods, who was in that horrible car accident yesterday out in California. Now, this is Deputy Gonzalez, the first person to get to him.
When I arrived on the scene, Mr. Woods was seated in the driver's seat. I made contact with him, and I ensured that he was able to speak to me. I asked him what his name was. He told me his name was Tiger, and at that moment, I immediately recognized him. I asked him if he knew where he was, what time of day, just to make sure he was oriented. He seemed as though he was lucid and calm.
Lucid, calm, and they said there were no signs of impairment. Now, apparently, the road that he was driving, it's known to be very dangerous. He was speeding, though. They did say that, so he took the curve way too fast, and he ended up flipping the car.
And initially, they were saying he had broken both his legs, but now we're hearing it was just the right leg, although it was shattered in two places, as well as his ankle that was shattered. He is recovering this morning from emergency surgery. And the big question is, will he be able to play professional golf again? I keep going back and forth on this. I could see him trying to do it again.
Like making a comeback?
Yeah, and everybody loves a comeback. But I think if he hung up the golf clubs, that was it. You know, as far as playing professionally, we'd all be okay with that as golf fans. I think fans worldwide as well.
I'd like to see him retire after this injury. And I know he's got the back problems. I think he should retire. Why not be a golf commentator like on TV?
Listen, I would love that. Even if he did like three or four events a year, which I could see happening just to get his insight.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody knows more about the game than him.
Exactly. I'd really like to see him do that. But we do wish him just full recovery, although it's going to take some time.
It will. We're Jen and Bill on Phillies B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Phillies B101.1.
What a beautiful day we have on the way. Finally, we're going to have a lot of sunshine, 56 degrees. I hope you can enjoy it. Also, same thing. Enjoy your day, top fan. Brenda Kennedy.
Brenda.
She is from Darby. Brenda is a top fan today because she liked our B101 Philly Facebook page, and she also is very interactive with us.
And that's how you become a top fan. You just be cool with us on Facebook. Eventually, we will pick you. And when we pick you, we will give you plenty of social media love and a lot of on-air shout-outs as well. And top fan, of course, sponsored by our friends at Mattress Warehouse. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
And it's time now to be positive with a feel-good story to help keep you happy while you're working on this hump day. And it's going to be a beautiful hump day. Mostly sunny, by the way, 56 degrees this afternoon, so enjoy it. Want to talk about Tiger Woods. And it is a feel-good simply because as bad as his injuries are, they are better than initially thought. So I'm sure you saw all the pictures of the car crash that he was in yesterday out in California. We are glad to hear the reports as of now. They don't think he was impaired in any way. It was a very dangerous road that he was on. There have been fatalities on it before. Now, he was speeding. Yeah. Okay, he did take the curve too fast, and he flipped his SUV. He was wearing a seatbelt, which they say probably saved his life.
Yeah. So initially, they thought he broke both of his legs. Apparently, it was only his right leg and ankle, although it was an awful break, shattered in two places. Ugh. He's recovering this morning after emergency surgery. And the huge question hanging out there is, will he be able to play golf professionally again? See, recreationally, I think he will, absolutely.
Okay.
But as a pro, listen, my glass is half full. Tiger loves a comeback. And I think and I hope after he makes a full recovery, which could take a couple of years, maybe 3 years, who knows? But he will try to tee it up again professionally. That's just, it's in his blood. And just, you know, teeing off will be a win.
Aw.
In my book.
Okay, I think he should probably retire from playing professionally, but still stay in the game of golf by maybe commentating tournaments on TV. Like, I think he'd be great at that.
Would love to see him do that. Right? Even if it's only a few times a year, just to get that input, you know? But we're all wishing Tiger the best. Get well soon. We're sending you positive vibes from Philadelphia this morning. That's Be Positive. We're Jen and Bill. On Philly's B101.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.